Video: Irish soccer fans celebrate Queen Elizabeth II's death, Lizzie's in a box. By Hannah Blow on September 9, 2022. Irish soccer fans displayed a calloused reaction to the passing of Queen Elizabeth II, as a video shows crowds joyously shouting Lizzie's in a box on Thursday. Fans gathered at Tallaght Stadium in Dublin, which featured the Europa Conference League matchup between the Shamrock Rovers and Shear Gardens. But at one point, the crowd broke out into the Lizzie's in a box chant, while others clapped along. The Shamrock Rovers issued a statement following the game, which ended in a draw, condemning fans who openly mocked and celebrated the passing of the Queen. Shamrock Rovers FC has been made aware of chants by a group of individuals at last night's game. The statement read, deeming the chants highly insensitive and callous chanting. Such is not acceptable at our club and is against the values that Shamrock Rovers FC stands for, the statement continued. Our ground regulations issued on match tickets and on signage at entry strictly prohibits such activity. This is also announced over the PA system before all of our games in Tallaght Stadium. Shamrock Rovers Football Club welcomes all supporters to its grounds and condemns any form of bigotry and discrimination in soccer, the statement read. Shamrock Rovers Football Club does not condone hostile abuse of individual players, spectators, or officials based on ethnic or cultural background, nationality, or religious affiliation. It continued, warning that those who violate those standards will face ejection from the ground and will be reported to the Gardaí. However, that is hardly the only instance of viral celebration. Another video, reportedly taken in Derry City, Ireland, features individuals honking their cars in celebration of the 96-year-old's death. The celebration follows centuries of hostility between the islands, which the Queen briefly addressed during a historic visit to Dublin in 2011. It is a sad and regrettable reality that through history our islands have experienced more than their fair share of heartache, turbulence and loss. With the benefit of historical hindsight, we can all see things which we wish had been done differently, or not at all, she said at the time. Nevertheless, Irish President Michael D. Higgins offered his heartfelt sympathy to the royal family following the news of the Queen's death. He described her 2011 visit to the island as pivotal in laying a firm basis for an authentic and ethical understanding between our countries. During those memorable few days 11 years ago, the Queen did not shy away from the shadows of the past, he said. Her moving words and gestures of respect were deeply appreciated and admired by the people of Ireland and set out a new, forward-looking relationship between our nations, one of respect, close partnership and sincere friendship, he added. Buckingham Palace announced the Queen's death Thursday evening, noting that she passed away peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon.